Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
With the voice of small business and the champion of the entrepreneur.
Say it now, gentlemen. Undisputed heavyweight champion of the world.
The Small Business Advocate, Jim Blasingame.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure, especially to get a chance to bring our good friend Tim Berry back on the show. Tim is an original member of our brain, first going all the way back to 1998. He's the founder of Palo Alto Software, the folks who make Palo Alto the Business Plan Pro, the Live Plan, which is the big product these days. And Tim is someone, ladies and gentlemen, who is he's really the granddaddy of business planning in the galaxy. And he's forgotten more about business planning than most people will ever know. He's written all the books on the topic, and he's our good friend Tim Berry. Welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Jim. It's always so nice to be with you.
And being a grandfather yourself, I'm sure you don't mind me calling you the granddaddy of business planning.
That's quite an honor, actually.
When we first met, you weren't a grandfather yet, so maybe we might have taken offense in those days. But I think now I'm probably saying. So okay, one of the things that you and I've talked about over the years is, I mean, we've talked about business planning 6 weeks from Sunday. When we first got started talking about it, a business plan was thought of a lot differently than it is today, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. The business plan has changed very much in, 15 years?
17.
Just like technology has changed and business landscape, business environment has changed. So a business plan is quicker now and more modular and is changing more often than it used to. And I mean the plan itself, when it's done right,
right,
when the company is really using a business plan for the right reasons, they're going to review and revise it often.
Let me make a statement and see what you think about this. And I think if there's anything I think I've learned from you, Tim, over the years, it's this. The business plan is evolving and changing every year. It has changed. It's a lot different today than it was 17 years ago. But business planning is fundamental and has not changed that much. What do you think about this statement?
Well said. I think absolutely the principles of business planning remain the same. It has to do with business purposes and getting things done and form follows function and like that.
Mm-hmm.
No, definitely.
Well, and so what we're talking about, folks, is that the purpose of a business plan, what you use it for, what it looks like, how if it's bound in a big bound volume given to an investor or a bank or share stakeholders or put up on a shelf or whatever, from that to a highly functioning digital document probably that relates the essence of what the company's doing. That's the business plan evolution. But what's behind all of that, Tim, the financials, the projections, the budgets, the statements of the goals of the company, et cetera, those are all the same, aren't they?
Yes, the fundamentals haven't changed. Absolutely. I think you have that right. Business planning has always been about managing a company better, looking at the long term and the short term at the same time, setting priorities, trying to put milestones and track progress as you move forward. That's been business planning mm-hmm. forever. And that, like so many other things, those fundamentals remain essentially the same. Well, the formats and what we do and the time spans and the details and the modularity are changing with technology.
Well, 17 years ago, you would have said one thing to people, I think, if somebody said, okay, Tim, you can only ask people one question about their business plan 17 years ago, I think the question would have been the same then as it is now. I think you would ask them, what's your plan versus actual?
Yes. Yes, absolutely. Because that's management.
Tell us what
that
means.
And that's the purpose of it, to optimize the management of the business.
Mm-hmm. Tell us what plan versus actual means.
Comparing the results against expectations, which then, of course, really means management making decisions better. We thought it was going to be 100.
Mm-hmm.
We discover it's actually 110. What does that tell us about what we should do next?
Mm-hmm.
That's plan versus actual, and that's it's like steering. Steering is constant correction. And the plan versus actual review and revise of the business plan is a process of keeping destinations in mind, moving in the right direction, mm-hmm. and making the course corrections.
And now that you know, folks, now that you understand what's fundamental and what's evolutionary about business planning, when we come back, Tim's going to talk to us about how to do all that on one sheet of paper. How about that? 22, right back with Tim Berry. I'm Jim Blassingame. By the way, this is a special day for our relationship with Tim. Stay with us.
Come on the rising wind. We're going up around the bend.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.